You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guests are Dwayne Heppner, Val Vitoles, and Kelsey Brown. Dwayne is a writer, visionary, and founder of the All Solar Research Vessel and the New Presentation Foundation. He is a prolific writer who has a variety of groups on Facebook, including the movie review called Reel to Reel, which delves into the esoteric side of film. He also reports the real news, not the manipulated media versions designed for propaganda. You can find him on Facebook. We will be joined by Ms. Kelsey Brown and Val Vitoles. So let's welcome them all to the show now. Hello, Dwayne, Kelsey, and Val. How are you?
We are here, Lance.
Yes, there's an echo in the room.
Oh, do you? Yes, and you sound a little muffled there. Are you inside your banana boat?
Yes, I am. I'm dripping bananas.
You sound a little muffled there, like you're still in bed. So I don't know what it sounds like to the radio audience, but we'll find out once.
They'll think I'm awake and talking and things.
Yes. Well, I'm better known as Dwayne the Great Writer. I really like that. That front, because it's a lot more fun. And yes, I've written a lot of books about how to be wonderful, how to surpass creation altogether, etc. It's just a lot of fun. But tonight with Kelsey and Dean Val, because we've created a Nations United Universal University together with many other people, we're going to talk about that. Because that is huge. So we're going to kind of get into that. And I'm going to give a little introduction about it. It's basically three stages. We have the new school homeschool, then we have the Universal University, and then, of course, the bigger project, which has taken a little bit longer, which is the All Solar Research Vessels with self-sustaining communities, hydroponics, et cetera, worldwide. So, and we have Skypes all over the world almost every day. So, and we love being on your show here. And Miss Kelsey is the president of the university. Ours is very unique, and we'll go over a few of the courses. And Val is the dean. These two are the smart ones. I just kind of follow them around to, and they show me what to do. So, yes, we have a lot of fun. So, and we got several courses, vocational ones that we've started, and we'll kind of get into those. And the three that we're kind of leading with now is to become more aware. These are certified vocational courses. And we have tap lining, which is very, very interesting, which is astral tap lining, which most people do not know about. We'll discuss that. Mm-hmm. And the third one is how to be a super detective, which is really fun.
Wow.
And so, oh, yeah. Yeah, more so than just one-dimensional physical stuff. So actually, I'll let that's a little intro. We'll get into it here, and I'll let Kelsey and Val introduce themselves.
Great.
Yes, Dean Val here, and let me just jump right in here with one of the courses. I was being the detective myself, and you know, we're used to these detective shows on TV. There's a certain standard or a certain process they go through, but here, like Dwayne mentioned, we're looking more at the interdimensional, the life levels. There's more than just the one literal sense, literal way of looking at things. And some of the things I noted were comparisons, like looking at comparisons, because they will tell a lot about what's going on. There's another one, which is the other course, tap lining, and that would be, instead of following the money, follow the tap lines, because these are emotional attachments. So if there's any kind of clue you're following, the tap lines would be one of the things that you look at. Another one is looking at the larger picture or the larger context and not just isolated, event, but looking at different, the whole picture, whole range of things. So we here in the Matrix and life are our own detective, and we're looking at how to get through the Matrix, and this is something that could be of use to people to see beyond the literal side of being a detective and going through these, taking other positions and other views to get through the Matrix. So I'll give it to Kelsey here.
All right.
Hi. Okay. Thank you. So we have the three vocational courses like Val and Dwayne mentioned, and this is more so than the dumbed down educational systems of the world. And like myself, I'm 24, so there's a lot of children that are coming into this world, and what they're coming into is the GMOs, the vaccines, the Wi-Fi, and indoctrination. But what we're providing here is real opportunities with their real awareness to become self-sufficient in that. And we do focus on the real food, the real air, and the real water. And that's where the also research vessel projects come in. But with learning about tap lining and why you're here, and just there's such a bigger picture with what we're doing for the youth, especially to step into this and recognize that they're the future and they're the leaders, and to become more aware and make better choices with their real awareness, which most people don't know about, and the five bodies that they're operating and those unconscious agreements and those tap lines that Dwayne has brought out and has made courses about for each individual.
Okay.
That's a lot, isn't it, Lance?
It is. It definitely is. It's
These kids are smart. Yeah, they pay attention.
No kidding. You almost need an interpreter to figure out what they're saying.
Yes, we get that all the time. It's like, what? What did you say? Well, you have to do your homework. That's where we pass out the books. We give people a little bit of an intro, and then we suggest they read the books. You have to study, just like, hey, if you're going to become a doctor, you don't just ask the teacher, well, gee, teacher, how do I become a doctor? Can the teacher explain that? No, you got to go through the course, and it could take 10 years, before you figure it out. So it takes a few minutes. Yeah, you have to take the time, and you have to pay attention and be patient. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The idea of being a super detective sounds kind of fun.
That is what I decided because of what we're going through, and we'll get into that a little bit here, because
okay.
This is the fun side, because I myself, during this lifetime, have been through so much. And in around 1970, in the outer works, I came into an organization created by Paul Twitchell called Ekencar, and I was in there since up to 2001, when Reb Zartarz and Paul Twitchell handed me what is known as the Rod of Power at the time. Well, I had been prompted to come into this lifetime from many lifetimes of a training. Paul and I had been set up, and I write more so about this in New Book 9. But before that, of course, I went through the teenage years and that, and grew up with my mom, etc. And so, I became the surfer, and that was kind of cool. But I had to be, readjusted a little bit to pay attention. And so Rebazar kept prompting me, and I really didn't like school. And so so I finally looked at what Paul was doing, because you come into this life basically unconscious each time. But you're set up. You come into this life for certain ideas and purposes, et cetera. And I came in to do this with what I'm doing now, and it's taken me a lot of years to figure it out and bring it forward. And so as we move fast forward here to what has taken place now, with what I've created with the Vessel Project, the Worldwide Educators, and especially the Nations United Universal University. And let me give you a little background on this, because it's really fun. And that is that I know the top people in the world on this side and the real side. And I knew that they were going to create a new UN. Mm-hmm. And so, which is United Nations, which is, we know, is cabal. right. You know, the one world order. So, and that's fine. Hey, it's all part of it. It's all just creation. We're not negating anything. We're not against anything. And we're not political, religious, or spiritual. We're none of these. We're just very real and wonderful. And we really are. And so it seems like we're a little, you know, tough and pushy at times, but we're really not. We're really trying to warn people about what's going on in the world. So, you know, it would be like if you were a mother and there was a child molester in the neighborhood, you'd want to warn everybody. And so this is what we're doing. We've created a warning. We do two things. We educate. We have a real education, real guidance, and we warn people about what's taking place. So, again, fast forward into when I was with Paul's Ekinkar for all those years. And through that, there was a huge conspiracy when Paul left, and it was a takeover, which is fine. It's all part of the wake up. And now it's come into 2017, where it would be Joan Clamp's Ekinkar, which is just a big con because she's reptilian. She and Harry is just a puppet for her. There's a huge lawsuit. It's a huge federal lawsuit in four major cities, L.A., San Francisco, Minnesota, of course, where they're headquartered in Chanhassen, and where they have their reptilian temple, and then in New York. And these are federal cases. They're mind control cases. And so through this, I always like to create the adventures. I'm like the Indiana Jones, James Bond guy. And so we're doing a lot of stuff. We've got thousands of people all over the world, and actually millions that are reading the books. And a lot of them haven't stepped forward yet, but they will. I see them on the real side. And we'll talk more about that, what the real side is. That is seen through the veil of this one-dimensional position or matrix we're in right here. Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, so this lawsuit's coming up with Ekinkar in 2017. And so I thought it'd be fun to create a course along the lines of what's really going on and show people how to look to the real side and get the real answers, and not just the media and what the lawyers are saying and what Joni and Harry are saying and whatever the front that they have, etc. Because it is a mind control thing. Like almost most of these things that have been created over the years, and many people have also created things from what Paul created, like Dunami, the Way of Truth, Vardenkar, and so many other things. They are just takeoffs, and they're just they're dealing with reptilian tap lining at the same time, because Joni is with the One World Order, and she gets her throngs out there because she's with the reptilians. And so this is what's coming up. And so I like the adventure myself, and that is that for the fun of it. So we've created Super Detectives, and this is a certification course to where we will show people how to see what's really going on behind the scenes, and that's with anything, anything at all, with a political system or whatever. They can learn to see behind the scenes, and they can learn to check out their so-called gurus and masters and all these individuals that market things out there. And so, you know, we're not tattletaling on anybody. We're not claiming to be the good guys. We're just on our adventure. Uh-huh. Because there's a bigger picture here, and that is that we've all come into creation to eventually wake up and surpass creation. Creation itself and the basic five levels of the physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric, then there's a deep dark border, and then eventually beyond that is the real universes of pure sound, light, reality, all aliveness of the all is. And so the creation is like an eggshell to break through. And yes, creation is very interesting, and it's very necessary, because it creates a position for us to have experiences just like a child. You know, when you raise a child, it's very simple. You give him blocks and toys and his blankie and a little cartoonies and stuff. But that isn't the real world of survival, is it? It's kind of like the playtime. And creation is the same way. We play in creation until we're ready to wake up and face how we've created certain situations, which is fine. And this is where cause and effect or karma comes in, and good and bad karma. But we will surpass that. People can surpass all that. They don't have to be the effects anymore. So, again, I've created this course so people can better understand and eventually recognize their real awareness beyond the five bodies that they're operating. And so the personal self, which is just the physical you, which most people think they are, it's just growing old is all it's doing and becoming diseased. And especially now we're in a very dastardly situation with what's taking place on this physical planet, on this little place in life called Earth, because the reptilians are poisoning everything, the oceans, the land, the seas, the pharmaceuticals, the chemtrails, you know, you GMO food, you just go on and on. They're nonstop. And so where are people going to look? Yes, they get a lot of information. A lot of people know about the reptilians and what's going on, but they don't know how to get beyond it. And for the most part, they're tap lined. They're subject to the tap lining, which they're not aware of. This is where the reptilians actually go into their dreams and tap line them. This is what Joni and her band of witches do. They go into their dreams and they tap line them. And this is why they're so sedated and passive. And this is why the religions and the spiritual paths and the political systems are so passive, because they look for agreement and supporters. And all people have to do is learn to wake up, and they can surpass these effects that are taking place today. So, again, this is why we've created these courses, because ours are exceptional. Most people do not know how to go to the real side. They are not aware of it. And we work with Reva Zartars. We stand real with Reva Zartars and the real universal guides. And they point everyone to the all is, to where all your karma is burned off and you can surpass creation altogether and be in endless real universes where there is no negativity. There is no sickness or age or illness. You can eventually free yourself. So it's more than just going to a heaven after you die. That's usually the astral realm. And then you usually come back here again, because everyone has been there many times, but they've forgotten. Because as they come into each lifetime, they have a new body and a new physical mind, so they forget. Now, some people do remember, but most people forget. But we'll show people how to do it here, and it far surpasses astral projection, remote viewing, and these things. Those are physical astral only. That's as far as they go. They don't surpass creation altogether, and that's the best part. It's a big journey, but it's possible, and that's what we do. And so this is where our courses lead, and they can be certified. So eventually, and we will have the academic courses also, because we are creating an avenue for people to have a real purpose instead of just a career, you know, in some company, corporation that's probably has government contracts and building bombs for the military. Ours goes through the vessel projects and will create self-sustaining communities. The vessels will be educational. People can live on the vessels. They're self-sustaining, and they will help to clean up the ocean and to show people what's really essential, and that is the all-natural environment that supports all of us. It only makes sense. And so that's what we do. Go ahead, Lance.
Oh, well, I was just interested in the tap lining part, because I'm sure that most people haven't heard of that. I don't know a lot about it myself. So, how does that occur, and from where does that occur?
Well, the tap lining is, a good example, and Kelsey has done videos. She's done many videos. And we have had people sharing their real side experiences as they go into the other levels and experiencing what they have. And this is what our Skype groups are about. And a good example is the movie Matrix, where Neo is actually being released, or after he takes the pill.
Oh, yeah.
He's in that position there he's looking around. He's in that little... like that little eggshell bubble there, and it pops open, and he's looking around at everything, and all of a sudden the robot comes, pulls him up by the neck, and starts pulling all these lines out of him. Well, that's because he was asleep in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when those were pulled out of him, he went through the first stage of waking up. That's just the first stage. Neo never got it in the movies, because the movie makers have no idea about the various levels, but they're basically showing physical and astral level. This is where they're moving back and forth to the two dimensions. And within their mechanics there, they're seeing the backside of the matrix. So in other words, the front side of the matrix are the forms and the imagery. That's the front. And he proved that when he, you know, created the girl in the red dress and all that's going on.
Right.
And they're sitting there at the computers and they're seeing all the numbers and the letters, et cetera. Well, that's the backside of the cyberspace. And that's physical astral is what it is. That's a start, but that's not the end result. That's like being in first grade. Okay. So again, you got a long ways to go, but the tap lining is exactly what was yanked from. In other words, the tap lining keeps the individual unconscious, and this is what the reptilians do. They actually suck the life out of people. Let me share something very interesting with you. Most people probably, I'll use the word belief, won't even believe it. And, like at the football games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, the big screen up there where they show, what's going on the field, you got the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see all the players. So if you're way in the back row, the players on the field look like, they look like little dots, but you can look at the big screen. Okay. So that big screen is coated with a special coating, and that coating absorbs the emotions from the crowd. And that is food for the reptilians. When the crowd leaves, they peel off that screen, and that is utilized. That's how they suck the emotions out of people. Yes, it's very real. These sports events are all set up. Yes, it's called louche. And this is what they eat. And those sports events, they're all set up just for that, because people get all hyped. They're mean. Yeah, all that emotion, see, that's from your astral body. And tap lining is basically astral. It can go into the astral, the causal, the mental. Your physical body is the five senses. Your astral body is the emotional body or the sensation body. And this is the body where people generate feelings and ideas and sensations. And so they think that this is love. Well, that's kind of the personal love, but that's not real love. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Real love is like the sun shining. It's pure. It's real. And there's no restrictions. Personal love. You usually end up with all kinds of drama and situations with it. It's cute. It's wonderful. But, and it's not to negate. But at the same time, it's very limited. And usually, again, you end up with issues because of it. Now, your causal body is your memory. You have some of your Akashic records in there. Not all of them have past lives. Your mental body is what it is. It's the mind body. It creates thought. And your etheric body is your subconscious, but it's also your intuitive body, real close to your real awareness, which is you are really a free being of real light. Well, again, for the most part, the reptilians, because they're so limited, they cannot remove themselves for the most part, because through eons and yugas and unlimited eons almost, they have developed themselves. They have went down the evolutionary scale to where they are, to where they're like bugs, like the grays and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just, they are really afraid, and they are so desperate. So what they do is they create all this deception here to get people to agree so that they can live off of them, because that's how desperate they are. They're very afraid and they're very desperate. And as people agree, and especially unconsciously agree, like I was telling you before the show,
mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is the unconscious agreement that people don't see. People think on the surface, in their surface world here, just like in the Matrix, they're thinking that, oh, I'm awake and I'm fine. I make my own choices. Actually, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to you than you do not see. And as you, obtain the knowledge here, that becomes a reference, but it's not a living reality. That becomes the difference also. So the reptilians created the political system. They created the religions. They invented the God idea, et cetera. That was originally Ra, see Stargate with that movie with what's his name who played in Tombstone. I can't remember right now, but anyhow, Kurt. Kurt Russell.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. And so, again, these are physical, astral individuals that have controlled these systems. And the reason that so much of this is so familiar to people is because they've come back lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and they keep re-experiencing the same thing. And so they think, oh, gee, this is familiar with me. Oh, I've heard of Jesus before, and I believe in the Bible and whatever. That's because lifetimes you've been there. And actually, if you look at the original ideas, all the persecution for people to accept and believe in religion.
Yeah.
And I call these fear-based systems because they're based on fear. It's subliminal, and they hold you because most people are afraid not to accept the system.
Right.
And so if people want real freedom, it's not to be found here. There is no freedom. It's all implied. There's no freedom with restriction. They feel that through restriction, there's freedom. No, there's no such thing. And the more laws they make, the more restriction there is. So there's a much bigger picture here. And the tap lining is huge. And, you know, respectfully, like David Icke or David Wilcox, yes, they know certain things, but they don't really know about tap lining simply because they cannot move into the other areas and they don't know about the real universal guides. And so the real guides are the only ones that can take the tap lining out. Otherwise, you're stuck with it because they're just going to let you have it. So you can pray to the angels and Jesus and whatever. It's still going to be there unseen. It's going to continue there for lifetimes, and you're going to be carrying it as baggage for untold lifetimes until it's taken care of. Because, again, most people go into the astral world. They go into their little heaven for a while, but they'll come back because they have attachments here. And they will just keep recirculating. So life's a lot bigger than anything here. And besides, these are just one-dimensional businesses is what they are. Now, the new presentation, which we've created, it's a portion of it is a business here. But this it is created as a reference, not a reality. There's a difference. So you need to create a reference here. So people need to start off somewhere. So we've created, like I said, the Worldwide Educators, the New Presentation Foundation. This is simply a reference to the true reality and the real universes. That's where real freedom is. And it's all here and now. And it's just simply a matter of recognizing. It's not in the literal sense. You can't figure it out. You need to recognize it with your real awareness. And as the individual uses the new you, which is the new sound, and sings that, then little by little you'll start to get experiences on the real sides. The real guides will start to take you through the different levels and eventually into the real universes, so you're able to recognize these positions, you see? Mm-hmm. So it's not something that just because you think that, oh, I read Duane's book and I know this. No, you have to learn to recognize it. And that is coupled with your real awareness. And then eventually, because you have to go through the process of understanding how creation works, too. And that's huge. But this is done through the real side. And so you start to get bigger views. And it actually goes pretty fast. You know, it's different with everybody. But I can't put a timeline on it. But I would suggest to start now. But it really does work. And the old words that were used for a while, like you and om and amen and all these things like that, no, they actually attract the reptilians. The true reality life is has always decided the new you. And it's NU-U. That's basically you start off and it goes new you. And you repeat that for about 10 or 15 minutes before you go to sleep. Just focus on being a being of light and ask Rebus Artars for real guidance. And little by little, you will have demonstrations on the real side or what you call your dreams. But this is actually the real side life is. And little by little, you'll be shown in your real awareness how to wake up all the way, not just a partial wake up or a little wake up here, but a true and real wake up all the way through all of creation, through all the levels of creation into the real universes. And you'll be able to free yourself within this life. Yes. If you're persistent and you pay attention.
Well, that must be quite a different view for anybody that has been able to do that, right?
It's wonderful. You're like the sun shining. There's no restrictions.
So from your point of view, you do see through everything that is going on.
It's very simple, really.
It's like
when you're a child and you wonder about the world, but as you're an adult, you have a better view, don't you? But there's still a lot more. There's still a lot more that you're not seeing. And the restrictions that people actually create for themselves is where they become self-convinced. In other words, this is how the educational systems are set up. They're purposely set up to keep people one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. And that is that so you keep coming back. In other words, you become self-convinced because you have, went to high school, you get your high school diploma, and you get little awards and all these little perks. It's so cute, isn't it? And it is. It's fine. But the end result is what? So then you go to college, you get your degrees, and maybe you go into a master's and a PhD, and you're thinking, okay, well, I've made it, okay? But you see, what you don't see is that the whole system's set up, okay, to control you. You're thinking in your mind that you're the know-it-all now, and you know more than life itself.
Right.
Well, by that very fact and that attitude and that self-convinced arena that you've placed you're in, well, you're just in a little bubble. You're in your own bubble, and the whole of life cannot get through to you because you already know everything. So the basic idea is, you'll have your little job for a while, and you'll just grow old, and you'll forget you were here once more, and then you'll just do it again.
Right. So, that makes sense.
Yes, until you, life does make sense. It really does. And it's a lot more fun than being the know-it-all. And yes, you have the knowledge. You do the things of this world, but you make sense of it. So as a view, look at the Indians. Hey, look at the birds and the bees and the animals. Do they have standing armies? Do they worship and pray to things, et cetera, like nature itself? No, they don't. They don't do any of these things. They make sense of it, and they don't destroy their own environment.
Right.
But the people of the world are constantly doing this and agreeing with it. And every time people start their cars, they're adding to the pollution. They're choking themselves and everybody else, but it's become a standard like it's all okay. What people don't see is that we don't need fossil fuels. We never did, okay? Huh. We never did need it. And the thing is that, it's a cute invention, but it's a demonstration of what not to do. And this is where, as we come into creation, we go through many lifetimes, really to discover, first of all, what not to do. And then eventually, through that process, recognize the true reality, have a comparison, and now we recognize, what is real more so than what isn't. We need that comparison because you're like a drop in the ocean of life. In other words, until you separate yourself from that, all you see is other drops and you don't recognize anything. Well, little by little, as you go through lifetimes, you become more individualized and you will keep that forever. Okay. Because again, that's your real awareness because it equals a recognition of everything. So now you see everything as it really is, as you surpass creation, but you need to go through creation as the first step for a comparison of what isn't real. And then creation becomes fine. And then you can play in creation if you want. But it's more so than it's more so than playing. The whole idea of life is to become more aware. Now you're on a greater journey to stand real with the all is, that is everything in life. And it's about survival. Realistically here, it's more than fun and games. It's about survival. And this is the Indians were a great example, and many of the indigenous people were. And that is that they worked with the natural environment. It was about survival. And it was also about recognizing what else there was. And it wasn't a business world. This was created by the reptilians in the One World Order to keep people controlled, just like the monetary system. What do people do today? They chase money. This is what they want. They chase money. And so, the system was set up exactly like that. It's not necessary. Animals don't need money. Birds don't need money. And many people think, well, these are just animals and birds. They don't know anything. Oh, yes, they do. They demonstrate the fact that, hey, they know how to take care of themselves. They know what to do. They're very aware. They basically don't fight amongst themselves. And as I said, they don't create armies and bombs and wars. You know, it's right in front of people. The sun's shining. Does it do that? It's seen all of history. And actually, the sun is the best example of a recognition of this isness. It is not the true reality, but it's a very good representation of what the true reality is. In other words, it is an isness to be recognized. So I would suggest, step one, take time to recognize what the sun is demonstrating. What is it demonstrating? Not just looking at the sun, but what is this reality demonstrating, and learning to recognize and perceive that? Well, that then gives you the hint to the true reality that life is, and you are in the center of it already. It's simply a recognition. Now, one of the things that most people mistake this reality for is the spirit idea or the spiritual idea, which is basically off the astral realm or their emotional astral body, and that's not it. You have three other bodies, but it's not about the bodies. It's about surpassing the five bodies altogether and getting into your real awareness to recognize the true reality more so than other body types or gods or saviors or things like this. Nobody can save anybody. There's no such thing. And the idea that Jesus or somebody's coming back to fix the world, well, again, that's marketing ploy to keep people here. Chasing the idea, which they have for 2,000 years, chasing the idea, and that emotional attachment will bring you back into this same arena lifetime after lifetime, because once you've decided that just that one idea, this is amongst millions of others. Once you've decided that one idea, you don't even have to hang on to it because it goes into your subconscious. And now that idea, the reptilians take that idea and they exaggerate it and they control it and they control you and they tap line that idea. But you don't see that because it's in your etheric body. And so for untold lifetimes until you meet the real guides, you are controlled with that idea, chasing Jesus, thinking that he will save you as one idea. And that's just one of so many that they've got. Most people have thousands and millions of ideas, and they're all tap lined within their etheric and emotional bodies. And this is what is not seen. So we are doing something very wonderful for this world. We're showing people how to see the real side and all this tap lining that's going on, more so than just the sound good information from a one-dimensional level. Yes, there's a whole lot more.
Well, you know, it certainly seems that the wars and the arguments and the divisiveness and everything is really a business model, basically, in the religions as well. And nothing ever changes. It's just different clothing on the person who sits in the chairs that take the orders from their from their sources. So, you know, there has to be more than this.
Well, the reptilians control everything through the Vatican, through the Queen, and the United States, the puppet country. So again, it's all there, but most people don't want to face it. So when people, it's not about rebelling or protesting or demonstrating. It's about recognizing the fact of how the agreements are made. Each individual makes agreements with whatever ideas they create. And if it's their job or their relationships or their position here or whatever, there are agreements made. And so when people are out there, as an example, they're protesting the government. Well, you know, you're protesting your jailer. And so you can say all kinds of things, but the jailer doesn't care. So they'll create more phenomena to kind of schmooze things out because they're really afraid. There's a lot of people in the world, and especially the unaware, you know, they can get pretty funny at times. And so the thing is that's why the forces are built up constantly, because people are becoming so aware. This is why they're doing in the population with the chemtrails and the pharmaceuticals. And we talked about, Lance, about the 5G network coming in and the chips, et cetera, and the vaccines and everything, because people are becoming too aware. And by the fact that they can get rid of them, they can use them, they can get them autistic and use them in the prisons for workers, because then they're just really dumbed down. But if they have to get rid of them, they'll get rid of them, they'll kidnap them, they'll do whatever, okay? Because they know that, see, they know about reincarnation, all right? They know about this. They just simply, like Rockefeller just left the planet, et cetera, and you got some of the Rothschilds and whatever, it doesn't matter. They just go into another body. They know how to do this. They're reptilians. They'll just take on another body. They'll pull someone out of their body if they have to, and they'll just take over their body. And so they don't care about age, okay? But they make the world stage look a particular way. So that's why they just kind of laugh at things when people come up to them and say, oh, you're the bad guy, or you're this or that. And they just laugh. They don't care, because they don't care about the bodies. They don't care what they look like, because they're really reptilian, and they'll just take on another body. See, they're just playing the game here because they need people as a support. But right now, they're getting rid of a lot of people. They want to get rid of, you know, 4 to 6 billion or whatever, maybe more, simply because they know that once they get rid of them, they will go through their process in the astral world. And then they got to come back into another body. They'll want to create another body. And so then they got them. They can put them through the schooling system again to keep them dumbed down, you see. But if they become too aware here, like us, they're supposedly a threat. But we're not a threat, because we're only going to reach so many people. We're not a threat. We're not against them. We're not here to rebel. We're not here to create an agenda. We're just here to show people how to wake up. And if you want to, fine. If you don't, that's fine too. In other words, there's free will. And we're not here to control the system, and we're not here to get rid of the system. That's not the idea. So these people that are rebelling against the system, they're actually creating situations that they'll have to deal with. You do not have to rebel against the system. You simply wake up and look at the agreements you have. And it's just like, hey, if you're working in the factory building bombs, for the government or whatever, hey, you can quit. You can go get another job. You can go do something else. You can be a farmer and plant organic food. You always have the choice. You see? So again, right. It's just giving up that agreement. And, you know, as people just simply give up the agreement, wake up to what makes sense, because number one is survival. And that's our focus with our projects and what we have. And that is real food, real water, real air. Because without those, what is left? You can't live just because you have a great car and a great house and you have a great job. But if there's no real food and no air and no water, Michigan is a great example, and that's all over the world. Hey, you got nothing. It's all gone. And it's coming close to that, because this is what they're doing. That's why we're still on petroleum. That's why we've got Fukushima, we got fracking, we've got all these things going on, because it's all purposely done. And it's really kind of sad, but all people have to do is just simply wake up. And it's not about worshiping and praying. That's tap lining too. It's about making sense of things and seeing through creation altogether into your real awareness. And that's why I created the Nations United Universal University, because it's for everybody. You know, all of us are here. We're struggling to survive. But you don't have to. All you have to do is wake up and surpass these things. And it's really cool. Life itself will show you. Once you get past those self-convinced notions, life will show you. Now, let me just jump to Val here, because, Val and Kelsey are taking some courses. Again, they're just, Val's already got his degree, but Kelsey's just finishing up. But Val read some of the academic books, and he'll tell you about the so-called future of the world and the geoengineering that is in all the books. Go ahead, Val.
We're taking college biology, and in the textbooks, it actually talks about there's a controversy in areas such as geoengineering and vaccines. But then it goes on to say that these are actually beneficial, if not directly, they're implying very strongly that these things are the future, and they are beneficial in it doesn't matter about the controversy, that will pass, and these things are actually good for us. And then I'm looking at this and seeing this in the college sector, but this is going to trickle down into the elementary schools, and it already is. Such as the chemtrails being, the clouds being normal now. We're teaching this to the kids in elementary school, that there's these chemtrail clouds are actually normal process of nature. Wow. So this is very concerning, this is where education is leading us into an indoctrination of the so-called sciences and the manipulation of the weather and the vaccines, and sort of like a mind control and just manipulation of everybody's thinking.
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember when we learned about cumulus clouds and I think there was Stratus and so on and so forth. And now chemtrails are in all the movies. They make sure that they film them so that you can see them as normal.
And then a discussion forum too. At the class has a forum. It's an online class, and looking at the students' comments is very interesting, because they are going along. You can see how they are just going along with what the text has provided for them, because of course they want to get through the course. They don't, they want to pass, so they just have to mimic what's being taught to them on the test. So they're in a bind in a way. Mm-hmm. And that's, we encourage the homeschooling and we're creating this, the Nations United University, because, we'll give people more choices. We'll give the students more choices, and they'll learn something real, and they can create their own real position.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, it's something, yes, and there's a lot, and Kelsey does a lot. Kelsey creates a lot of videos. We have hundreds of videos out there, and this is the fourth or fifth radio show we've done with you, Lance, which is terrific, and we have a lot. We have hundreds on Blog Talk Radio that Chris Courage and I have done, etc. So, yeah. It's an adventure. I love it. I really do, and it's a challenge, and I'm not always liked because of it, because it's not a belief. You know, in when you tell people, and I know you have many times, how many people have said, well, I don't believe that. Well, it's not a belief when you see the chemtrails in the sky.
Right.
It's not a belief, okay? It's not about whether you believe it or not.
Right.
And again, this is the literal world we're living in. In other words, people just think that, oh, I can just decide that I don't believe it, and then it's not so.
Right, right.
This is the literal world that we live in, and it's like, well, no, that doesn't affect me because I don't accept it, or I don't believe it, or that's conspiracy theory. So you know what? I'll just leave it there, and I'll just be in my la-la land, and I'm going shopping at the mall.
Right.
And it's like, no, you're in the Matrix. It's real. And that's it. And so, again, we're not here to convince people, hey, if they want their la-la land, have fun. But the end result is you will still be the effect of everything that's taking place. And every day that you're here, you're growing older to the point, just like you see the elderly, you're going to forget where you're at. I would say that's a little scary. Would you rather be consciously aware, or do you want to go unconscious again and not know where you're going, because you're going to end up nowhere exactly where you've decided? Most people, when they pass here, oh, yeah, they have this belief idea. Well, I believe in God. I'm going to heaven. Well, again, when you look at the sun, is there belief there? Where does belief take you? Can you, you know, when you wait for the bus and the bus driver comes and he opens the door and says, well, I believe I can get on this bus. You can tell him, well, the bus driver says, no, it's going to cost you a dollar. You know, your belief is not going to get you anywhere, is it?
Right.
But people think that if they believe in something, it's going to take them somewhere. Well, guess what? It's not.
Right, right.
It's a nice idea. It's a cute little story.
Right.
But that's all it is. It's very subtle. marketing ploy. Do you notice when the politicians, you can take any of them, and as an example, Hillary's really good at it. You know, when they're confronted about what's really going on, we'll just use that as an example, and I don't get into the issues because they're basically baloney, but any of things that they've done, you notice how they just soft talk and schmooze the audience.
Yeah,
that's they're very good at that. They just kind of lullaby you. Mm-hmm. And this is what they do with these systems they've created. Oh, they make it look so good and sweet. And, you know, there are a lot of good people with these things. They're just innocent bystanders, really. And they're really just that, you know. They're a victim of circumstances. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, each person makes a choice. Nobody's going to make a choice for you. So if you've chosen to stay unaware and the effect of things, well, that's exactly where you are, and you will stay there, and that can be for thousands and millions more lifetimes until you decide to take the risk and wake up and see what's going on. Yeah, so just like Neo in the Matrix, that was a start, but Neo never got to his real awareness. Yeah, he had fun with flying around and doing the karate stuff and whatever and did certain things, but he never got out of the Matrix. And the Devil's Advocate with Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino is very, very good too. You know, I got to say this, and that is that it's called The Devil's Advocate. But, you know, in the end of the movie, when he's confronting the so-called devil, well, the reality is that's not the devil. That's the God of man that is talking there. He's only putting on the ploy that he's the devil. That's why he said, oh, God, God is nothing. God is whatever. See, again, these are the gods of man. They are the real marketers. That's the Kalam God on the fourth level. And when people go to religions or whatever, yeah, they are worshiping the gods of man. They are, but they're barbarians. They're conquerors. And they've conquered their position just like the old kings that got their gangs together. They fought amongst themselves. Whoever was the strongest was the king. And then, you know, got up on his big rock and said, as far as I can see, this is all my land. Okay. Mm-hmm. So. On the astral, causal, and mental levels, it's the same. It's business as usual. Mm. And these are the gods that people pray to. That's the Kalam God. He has a giant castle in the mental realm. And there's one, too. There's Jatnaranjan in the astral realm and the causal. That's the Brahm gods, etc. These are the gods of the different religions and whatever. These are the authoritarians and the controllers in creation that people pray to. And they stay in cause and effect creation. And they keep coming back here unconsciously. Yeah, because they keep agreeing to restriction. It's very real.
You're talking about three gods, right? That there's
there's endless gods.
Endless
you can
gods,
have as many as you want. How many do you want?
Well, I don't want any.
Elvis was a god. Elvis was a god to many people.
Well, that's true. You're right.
Yeah,
you can.
The president sometimes is a god to people.
That's right.
They think he's a godsend. That's why they put the idea in God we trust in the money, because, again, it's a subliminal control.
Right.
And people think that they feel safe with that idea, but actually it's not safe. The word God reversed is dog. It's a joke from the reptilians.
Huh.
It's all a joke. Yes.
Wow. Well, it's a bad joke.
It's one that people have accepted for the longest time. And they will actually destroy others over it because they want to control others. So people that many times are with the God idea, they're actually destroyers, but they're disguised. They look so nice and sweet, but really they're destroyers because they want to control others. And they're usually in some way in bed with the reptilians. They're bought off. Most of these corporations of today are bought off by them. It's all a matrix. It's all a grid here. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in the matrix. And so until you, can recognize your real awareness and have real guidance to get out of here. Now you're stuck here. So that's what we do. We show people how to get all the way through the matrix. Yes.
Wow.
And so that's why we've created the different steps to do that. Yeah.
Well, Dwayne, you know, it has been such a fascinating conversation that we've actually run out of time. So I think it'd be great if you tell people where they can find you so that they can discover more about this.
Kelsey will do that. Kelsey, would you?
Okay.
Yes. Thank you
for coming back. I really enjoy talking with you.
We'll come back again. Yes.
All right.
Thank you for being here. Just stay here a little longer and we'll be back again.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kelsey.
Okay. You can find us at NUUFoundation.org. That's got the New School Homeschool, the university, and the All Solar Research Vessel projects. Also, AllSolarResearchVessel.org. And you can find us on Facebook, Dwayne the Great Writer, Kelsey Brown. We'll send you a new book PDF. We'll send you a business plan. We're on Skype. Contact us on Facebook and we'll give you even more. Have fun and thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for being here, Kelsey, Val, and Dwayne. I'm sure that we'll talk to you again. And good night. It's a wrap.